on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
A number of the papers picking up on yesterday's apology in the Dáil to the Stardust families. The Irish Sun, "We failed you," with a photograph of all 48 of those who died in the Stardust fire back in 1981. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Roll of Honour," state says sorry to the 48 who never came home. And also the Irish Daily Star, "They never gave up." The Stardust families finally got their state apology yesterday as the Dáil heard they'd been let down. Relatives welcomed the statement, but survivor Antoinette Keegan said prosecutions must follow. And the front of the Irish Times, "We failed you when you needed us the most." Taoiseach Simon Harris on behalf of the state. After more than four decades battling to be heard by the state, the families have welcomed the state's acknowledgement it failed them. I know some unhappy at Sean Haughey making a contribution in the Dáil yesterday, but apart from that, it seems like the families were generally happy with the apology made by Taoiseach Simon Harris. They felt it was, I don't put words in their mouth, but I think they would say they felt it was genuine and meaningful. But of course now it'll all be about what follows on and what the action will be. Other big story in the front of the Irish Times is about President Michael D. Higgins. You may remember some time ago he was in hospital. He was in hospital during the first week of March, and he has said that he had a stroke during his health scare that led to being hospitalised. The President was taken to St James's Hospital on February 29th after he fell ill. At the time, it was described as a mild transient weakness. However, speaking to the Irish Times in Manchester, where he received an honorary doctorate, Mr Higgins said he was feeling better after a form of mild stroke, and the stroke has left him with some slight mobility issues. He says it didn't affect any of my cognitive abilities. It affected simply my motor side, which was on the left-hand side. His left hand is now fully back, but the stroke somehow exacerbated stuff that he had in his lower back, and he's going to get further treatment on his back over the next week. Of course, President Higgins is 83. He celebrated his birthday last week, and he said he now feels fine after what he calls his little episode. So glad to hear he's back to good health and breaking that news in the Irish Times that he did have a mild stroke. The Irish Independent, victims of domestic abuse being forced into homelessness. So not enough and not difficult enough that they're facing domestic abuse at home. But then when you try and leave, your prospects are homelessness. Domestic violence victims are being forced either into homelessness or to move back into the abusive relationships because the housing crisis is leaving women and children with nowhere to go. Domestic abuse refuges across Ireland are reporting cases where victims were forced to stay in the refuges for over a year due to a lack of affordable accommodation. The Irish Daily Mail has a poll on immigration, and almost two-thirds of the public believe the government is not in control of the immigration crisis. Also, the survey shows 8 in 10 people believe the number of immigrants arriving here is too high, compared with just 2% who say it's too low. And 61% of the public feel the government is not taking their concerns on the issue into account. This is going to be a big, big issue when we come to election time for the local and European elections and into a general election. Immigration will be the big issue. Actually, speaking of the election, the Irish Examiner today tells us of another person who's contesting the European elections. It'd be easier at this stage to list the people who aren't running for election, because anyone who has any sort of public profile seems to be running. We've a full list of them. And the latest, according to the Irish Examiner, is the well-known trade unionist Brendan Ogle. I heard him on News Talk recently. He's going to stand as a candidate for the European elections. He'll be standing in the Dublin constituency. Now, that's already crowded. As I say, it feels like the whole city's going for election at this stage. Brendan Ogle was contacted by the Irish Times, or sorry, the Irish Examiner, and he said he'd no comment to make on any possible candidacy, but he would not rule himself out. The Examiner understands that Brendan Ogle will stand as an independent and has already made advanced preparations to run. Who else will be running? We have the broadcaster Niall Boylan. On Monday, he announced he'll stand in the Dublin constituency. He's standing for Independent Ireland Party. They're independent, but Independent Ireland Party is the name of the organisation. And then we obviously have the sitting MEPs, Barry Andrews, Claire Daly, Kieran Cuff. They're all running. Frances Fitzgerald is retiring. She's been replaced on the Fine Gael ticket by Regina Doherty. Sinn Féin is running Lynn Boylan, and Councillor Dáithí Doolan, the Social Democrats candidate, will be Sinead Gibney. Labour's putting forward Éanna Reardon, and Breed Smith will stand for People Before Profit. There are also a number of far-right candidates expected to enter the race, and we have until the 30th of April to get the names of all those running for election right around the country, and in particular in that very crowded Dublin field for the Euros. The Irish Times is an interesting one. Teachers in Catholic schools and whether they believe in God or not. Younger staff in Catholic schools are less likely to believe in God or attend religious services, resulting in a declining pool of teachers to deliver faith-based education. There's a survey done of 4,000 school staff and teachers into Catholic education in Ireland. At present, almost 90% of primary schools have a Catholic patron, and the study finds the religious education curriculum is not being taught in a comprehensive and professional manner. While the proportion of school staff who say they believe in God is more than 90% among the over 50s, it falls to 67% among those under the age of 30. So we've teachers in Catholic schools who don't believe in God. Quite extraordinary, really, but we'll be debating whether Catholic ethos has a place in schools on News Talk Breakfast this morning as well. The Irish Sun, a bit of entertainment news. RTÉ are planning a big new panel show, and there are a number of names in the running for the top job. Brendan O'Connor, Joanne McNally and Deirdre O'Kane are all in the running. They're looking for a skilled comedic anchor to host the panel show. Sounds like it's going to be like Mock the Week. Of course, RTÉ did have a show called The Panel, which was excellent. So maybe just bring that back. That'd be easier to do. That was very popular years ago. And of course, Brendan O'Connor had his show where you sat around a table. Can't remember what it was called now, The Brendan O'Connor Show. Cutting Edge, I think that's what it was called. So you have The Panel and Cutting Edge, a bit like that. Obviously, they feel the formula works, but they're wondering who'll present it. So it looks like it could be Brendan O'Connor, Joanne McNally or Deirdre O'Kane. RTÉ are looking for chemistry between the host, contributors and guests, apparently. Now, final story comes from the Daily Telegraph, and I think we're all guilty of this, where you have a friend you haven't seen in ages and you still don't pick up the phone. There's a new study which suggests that most of us are reluctant to reconnect with old friends with whom we have lost touch. Now, you might say there's a reason why you've lost touch, but even people who you're very fond of, you're more likely to reach out to them as we are to a stranger, or to pick up rubbish, apparently, as in you're not bothered at all reconnecting with an old friend. This is research from Canada, which recruited 2,500 volunteers, and they found that 70% of the volunteers were neutral or negative about getting back in touch with an old friend, even when they felt warmly about the friendship. We think that people don't want to hear from us. I think that's the reason why. So no one picks up the phone, and we all end up spending years not reaching out to our friends. Those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.